There will be purification process.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because, listen, God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through what? Say very loud. Through what? Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. That is the process He has chosen us. He has chosen us. But when He chooses you, He lets you go through a process of sanctification, purification, cleansing process. You cannot come with your unbelieving ideas to serve the God of Israel. You cannot come with your idolatrous upbringing. The average Gentile is an idol worshiper. God is looking for worshipers that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Knowing no man after the flesh anymore. Jesus is no more going to walk with us in the flesh. He will walk with us by His Spirit. So if you are going to look for where Jesus is where two or three are gathered in My name. He says He's there. But Gentiles, because of our upbringing, there must be a point of contact to that God. And that is idolatry. And that is why now, including the intermediate believers, who were all looking forward to Pope as Catholics, when they saw a greater than Pope and St. Jude and St. Anthony and St. Who, they saw William Branham with all the power. They have now deified him and have made him more than a servant of God. Until they don't believe he can make any mistake. Until they don't believe in everything he says is divine, idol worshippers. God will never share His glory with William Branham. William Branham did not point you to Himself. He pointed you to the Lord Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The star that was seen in the east, hallelujah, only came to show them where Jesus is. After that, the star has finished her work after you have located Jesus. For that is the purpose of the star. Oh, I pray that God will bring a deliverance on some of these sincere intermediate believers that got it wrong. If there's any group of people that will prove the reality of the Christian faith, it should be us. It should be us. And that's why you still come here with that same hangover. When we are pointing you to Jesus, you are coming with a hangover from your Pentecostal pastor and Gio and daddy, mommy, who make you to look up to them. They have the final say over your life. You bring that here. You are queuing and killing yourself. You want to see the pastor. You want to see the pastor. When we close now, the prophets there in their offices, they will stay from morning to night there. They are seeing people. No matter what prayer we pray here, lie. So where is the evidence that you are connected to Christ? Well, you cannot get to Him unless you go through your pastor. Unless you go through your minister. Unless you go through somebody that is anointed. Idolatry. We try by all means to let you know the process. It is the process of sanctification. Your calling is a process that you pass through sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. And God's word is truth. Let every man's word be lie. And let the word of God alone be truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you understand why Esther was chosen above all. Her own is what did the message say? What is the Bible saying?
I will stand by it.
And I say, when you get so married to the Bible that no man can deceive you, not even a major prophet, talk less of minor prophet, and I can prove it. Jeremiah went to the sons of the Rechabites, a major prophet. Jeremiah went to a group of people under thus said the Lord. It's God that said he should go. God said, go and give them wine to drink. Jeremiah did not know. He's a prophet. He's to do whatever he hears his master tell him. He carried maybe, what do you call it? Jerrican of wine. And since now God talk him, you know, he would make sure it is a very sweet one. And he took it. Come, thus said the Lord. Shall you people know me? Now maybe the mighty Jeremiah won't be here. Anything I say, nothing but what come from God. And there's nothing I've ever spoken that has not come to pass. It is thus said the Lord. We're going to take a drink. Those guys told him, Oga prophet, we have no problem with your calling. But this one that you tell us to do, our father. Hey. They had a reference point. They had a reference point. Told us that we should not test wine. We should not test alcohol. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why William Branham also said something. If I say anything contrary to the word of God, the Bible, he said, drop my own and hold to that of the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he has freed himself. So he can also be like Jeremiah. Hallelujah. And you will hear him make a statement. And if you don't bring it to the Bible, then God will use it and also prove the type of faith you have. Whether you understood the message or not. Hallelujah. Yes, God will use him and deliver the message, thus said the Lord. And God again will use William Branham to say something to confirm whether you understand the message or not. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And victory is ours. Who we have chained down in the past. To Jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to our God. Who's the original. And the devil has tried to use this same entire message to turn some of us to idol worshippers, to change from one man to another man called William Branham. But lie, false prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spawns God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have trouble. Hallelujah! The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamp stream and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God has gone ahead and solved the problem of confusion. by giving us the Bible. If you allow anybody to deceive you with any quote of whether it's William Branham, John Wesley, Martin Luther, whoever it is, for your day, you allow the devil to use any quote there and mislead you. You have the Bible. You have the Bible. You have the Bible. You have the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why my colleagues, preachers, in the entire message, that Brother Cosmos was making a statement to me yesterday. He said the average enter message believer, all they know, they consider Pastor Moses as a glorified Pentecostal preacher. And they don't know that they are saying the correct testimony. I am a Pentecostal preacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am a Pentecostal preacher. And William Branham was the one that stressed it. He said, Pentecost is an experience that went wide everywhere. I am part of that experience. Ah, Lord, send another Elijah to pray your power down.
Some other day,
send down fire. Also send a rain. To heal the sick, arrest the dead, glorify.
Say, Lord,
Lord, I want to
be another light
again.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You say you are a glorified Pentecostal preacher. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which blends and
burns.
It is burning now within
a glory to His name.
I'm so glad that I can say, no one of them. I am one of them.
I'm so glad today.
I am one of them. I'm so glad that I can say. Tell your neighbor, I am one of them. I am one of them. Tell your neighbor, I'm one of them. I am one of them. I'm one of them. I am a Pentecostal preacher. And that is what God sent the chamberlain in this age to achieve. Come back to Pentecost. Come back, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to cast out devil, power to preach the gospel, and power that converts, the power of transformation. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Two feasts we are organized, and on the seventh day. The seventh day. After the seventh day, the third feast was organized. And that third feast is Esther's feast. And this was the feast that he now organized. This time, he called everybody. Hallelujah. And brought Esther, his queen, to show everybody, listen, church, watch it. Very soon, God's John ministry will be fulfilled. John ministry will be fulfilled. Can we open it? Revelation chapter 10, from verse 8. Are you there? And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. This book that has been closed all these years, this book has now been opened. this Bible is now open. The denomination closed everything, but now God has opened it. By the last prophet's message, the book is now open. Let's read on. Hallelujah. And I went unto the angel, verse 9, and said unto him, give me the little book. Somebody say, give me the Bible. Say it again. Oh, say it very well. Give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it. And do what? Eat it. Digest it. Understand it. Eat it. Hallelujah. And when you eat it very well, it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. I'm living by faith in Jesus' blood.
Trust in confide
in His great love.
In His great love.
From all I'm saying,
in His shelter, in our
home.
Oh, I care not.
I cannot today what that tomorrow may be. In shadow or sunshine or rain,
The Lord I know
ruling over everything and all of my world.
Hey,
hallelujah.
In Jesus
Set
your heart and confide.
Trust in confide in His great love.
From all
I'm set.
Oh,
in His shelter, in arms.
Hallelujah.
I'm living by faith. I feel no
harm. Let's read on. Verse 10. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. What did he say? Verse 11. See where I am going. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Church, before many nations and kings and priests, God is going to show forth Esther in this age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something is going to happen in this age that God will manifest. Hallelujah. His true bride, William Branham call it the adoption. It's a special adoption. Hallelujah. And it is already happening. Church, it is already happening because it starts with the individual before it becomes the group. The life that you live is already prophesying to some people. In this age, a young girl like this, you're not perming your hair, you're not putting attachment, you are, what is this? You are already prophesying to that person. There is a group of people here that will not do that nonsense. Oh, glory be to God. In this age, God will show forth a group of people that will live by the word of God. By the word of God. Revelation chapter 19. Therefore, you see that queen there. Verse 7. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, 8, and 9. For the sake of the third feast. Revelation chapter 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. and to her evidence that you are ready, because she has gone through the process of purification, to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean, white. And that cloth, the fine linen, is the righteousness of the saints. The righteousness of the saints. Our identification now, that was defined whether you had the message or not, will depend on your Christian character. That will stand you out wherever you are. You will not be the one to say, I am a Christian. People will point at you and say, you are a Christian. I say, the adoption has started. That in this age, hallelujah, in this world of fashion, where Satan has used the internet and polluted everything, that there is somebody, a man, a woman, hallelujah, that can sing with me, this whole world can never hold any moment I'll be gone, for I've made my consecration and I my way. One of these days, God is selecting us. While some are falling off, while some are drawing back unto perdition, until the apostle said, we are not of them that drop back to perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. We will not start the journey and stop halfway. And Jesus Christ, knowing it will happen, he said, remember Lot's wife. She came out of the denomination, but she looked back. Remember Lot's wife. We are not of them that draw back. He said, if any man draw back, my spirit will not have pleasure in that person. This journey is a journey of forward ever, backward never. Hallelujah. And don't yoke yourself with anybody. Amen. Hold your wife's hand when you are strolling outside. Especially if you are going to a supermarket, hold her hand. Hold her hand so that she will not spend too much. They will teach her the love that they make. We don't say they hold her hand. And they walk up. You go to any shopping mall, hold your wife's hand like this. If she says, leave me, say, ah, honey, let's make do show love now. Hold on. If not, you go carry that hand. Carry this one. Put for shopping bag. Carry this one. Put for shopping bag. Carry this one. Put. But if you hold her hand, now with head, you go say, hey, see. Hey, honey, see. He said, don't worry. Make we go. But when it comes to salvation, leave her hand. Let's walk together and be talking about the heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. About the home. Never grow old. Never grow old. In the land where we never grow old. And wife, Lot and his wife, hallelujah, they escape, and the two of them were singing, I'm on my way
to glory.
Fire the bond, Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'm on my way to glory land.
I'm on my way
to the glory land.
To the glory land.
Oh,
I'm on my way.
Praise
the Lord to the glory land. If you will go,
go hinder me.
Stand there.
If you won't go, say,
if you won't go,
don't hinder me.
Look at
that. If you won't go,
if you won't go,
don't hinder me.
Don't hinder me.
Oh,
I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord to the glory land.
There is a country papillon. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship him. Hey, there's a city where death never come at night.
If you're faithful,
if we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. Let's worship it.
It's
a city where the
light.
Hallelujah.
I have a mansion there.
Oh, I am going where the light. Yeah, we have our days of sunshine, but we let's worship him. Now the sun will shine upon us now so bright. We'll be changed to clouds. Until we go to the city where the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Is
the
Lamb. Yes. The city where the no.
I have a mansion there.
I have a mansion over there.
I'm
free. I'm free from toil and
go.
I am going where the oh yes, there are the flowers bloom wherever and a day shall be one eternal day without a night, and a tear shall be forever wiped away. That's our confidence, our hope. Oh yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have a mansion over there. I went free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb
is.
Oh, yes. We have a disappointment all the while. And I wonder what beat we beat our life.
Yes, sir.
Overnight we wait, the morning brings us smile. Oh, in the city where the light is the light. Hallelujah.
In the city where the light is the light.
Have a mansion over there. Oh, I am going where the Lamb
is the
Lamb. Let the sunshine fade, while I bring his glory. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affront. For I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in the city where the Lamb
is. Say somebody, say.
Hallelujah. Oh, in the city
where the Lamb is the Lamb.
The city.
The city where the comet
goes. Oh,
I'm a man
over there. And we're free from toil and
woe.
I am going where the Lamb
is the Lamb.
This world is not my hope. I'm just a passenger. My treasures are
there.
Somewhere beyond the blue.
Oh.
angels above you, from heaven so good God,
and I can't
be like
angels for anymore.
Oh, you know, I have a friend like you. If heaven is not my home, Lord, what will I do? The angels above me,
from heaven so good God,
I can't be alone anymore.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.